AD News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Near the site of the Biden-Putin summit, peace activists unfurled a huge banner in Lake Geneva calling on the two leaders to slash their nuclear arsenals. The summit got off to a chaotic start. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Outside the Geneva Lakeside Mansion where Presidents Biden and Putin are meeting.
Everyone take a step back!
There was unusually fierce shoving and shouting among American and Russian journalists and security forces who tried to block access. The chaos continued inside.
Stop pushing!
No, you can't.
Amid all the yelling, President Biden nodded. The White House quickly said he was not suggesting he does trust Putin, only that he was acknowledging the presence of reporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union is recommending its 27-member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States. Alexander De Croo is Prime Minister of Belgium.
We have been separated across the Atlantic for too long due to the pandemic. The fact that travel picks up again shows that the vaccination approaches are working on both sides of the Atlantic.
EU governments have the authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions. A source tells the AP Phoenix Suns guard Chris Paul has entered the NBA's health and safety protocols. It's unclear whether he'll be available for the start of the Western Conference Finals next week. It's also not clear if Chris Paul has been vaccinated. Japan is expected to ease a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and most other areas this weekend, with the Olympics starting in just over a month. Daily virus cases in Japan have significantly declined recently. The Tokyo Games are supposed to start July 23rd. Stocks are moving between small gains and losses. Investors are waiting to hear from the Federal Reserve later today. This is AP News. A family in Louisiana, world famous for their Tabasco sauce, is helping to conserve wetlands, which protect the region from hurricanes and floods.
We've been making Tabasco sauce here for 152 years.
Harold Took Osborne is CEO of McElhenney Company. They are fighting erosion in their marshland.
Key to our success is when you slow the water down or the erosion down. And it works well in South Louisiana because we like a slow pace. So if we can slow things down, it has a really positive effect.
They are in the marshes, which means basically at sea level. Land manager Heath Romero says the strategy is to grow grass.
It forms a barrier so it catches the sediment behind it. So you get the other grasses that take off behind it. And as it builds up, you know, you reclaim marsh.
10 years ago, the land where all the grass is now was open water, an oil field canal that had widened over time. It also helped protect cities and towns to the north. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.